Folks, we're going to resume our meeting. If everybody would please take their seats. Other than Steve Pappas, how many other people in the audience are here for public comment? And this is for items not on the agenda. Items not on the agenda. Okay, so what we will do right now is have our public comment period, which is agenda item 17. And if we just have Mr. Pappas, we'll go ahead and do this agenda item now.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking me. I'm speaking today on the subject of the Santa Ynez Airport landfill. And I'd like to read a quick letter. It should be within the 3 minutes. And then copies of this letter have already been sent to each of the board members and appropriate staff via mail. Okay? To be direct, I am formally requesting that the Central Coast Water Board exert its authority and demand that the County of Santa Barbara stop all development activity in and around the area known as the Santa Ynez Valley Airport landfill, and assist that an independent environmental impact report be prepared as soon as possible. The attached documentation clearly supports the public's overwhelming concern for the soil and water contamination associated with the Santa Ynez Valley Airport landfill. The documentation also shows the public's multiple attempts to get Santa Barbara County to grant the requested EIR. It is also clear that it is the community's desire for the EIR to study the options to aggressively remediate this landfill in place with regards to these contamination issues. All the experts that I and others in the community have consulted agree that the dangers associated with disturbing this waste in any manner are very real. Enhance any and all remediation efforts must be done on site. I believe an EIR would substantiate these claims. Please find attached the following documentation supporting the request for this EIR. November 12, 2004, a letter from the Santa Ynez River Water Conservation District to Kathy Kiefaber, County of Santa Barbara Recovery and Waste Management Division. This letter was presented during a scoping hearing for the then-granted EIR that was to be performed on the landfill. This letter consists and lists concern after concern regarding the contamination issues and expressly recommends specific actions that should be taken during the EIR process. That process never happened. January 6, 2005. A letter from the County of Santa Barbara Public Works to the CCRWQCB indicating that newly elected Supervisor Brooks Firestone announced that the Public Works Department plans to remediate the landfill in place as opposed to moving the waste to another location. The newly formed landfill committee appointed by Supervisor Firestone 1 month prior was dissolved and the EIR in which the scoping meeting had been completed was canceled. To date, no negative declaration or EIR has ever been completed or certified on the closure of this landfill. November 13, 2006. Do you want me to finish? It's about a...
If you can wrap it up, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. A letter from the Preservation of Santa Ynez was sent to Brian Tetley, planner for the Santa Barbara County regarding the new Santa Ynez Airport Project's application that he was assigned to. In this letter, Posey again reiterates its request for an immediate EIR on the landfill. That request is never granted. So in conclusion, I have also sent you the latest two Santa Ynez Airport Closed Landfill reports dated January 2007, July 2007, both showing that the VOC violations that have existed for an indefinite amount of time still exist. And the actions that we are requesting are clearly stated in the document sent to you by mail. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay, thank you. Just a question for Ms. Okun. And we've dealt with this before. It's come before the board, but can you clarify what our board's role is in.
Also, I think John might have some information on the status of the CEQA.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't actually know enough about the project and the status of it to know what our board's role is. Obviously, we wouldn't be the lead agency in the EIR. But.
Okay. John?
Let me see if I can shed some light on the CEQA references. There was a period where the county was trying to assess whether to clean close the landfill, and this is about the time or shortly after the last time we talked about this landfill, which was 2 years ago at the October meeting in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. 2005. Mm-hmm. I went back to the minutes and looked at the items. At that time, they're assessing options. Should we close in place? Should we clean close and take it to the Fox and Canyon landfill, which actually still had a little bit of capacity? My understanding through conversations with the county was that due to local pressures or public opinion, they elected not to go with the clean closure option and close in place or leave in place. And with respect, let me back up and say, that was the CEQA there was a CEQA process associated with that decision-making effort there. Now, I think there was also some reference to subsequent CEQA. The airport that I believe leases the land from the county is contemplating, if I'm not mistaken, expansion of facilities at the airport.
They're going to build on top of it,
of
the landfill.
Yeah, that's kind of my general understanding. Although we've seen no proposals with respect to that, we're trying to initiate dialogue on that issue.
You contact Brian Tetley.
What's that?
Contact Brian Tetley. He's the planner.
Okay.
He has all the details on those.
But that's a totally different CEQA cycle and CEQA issue or
I agree.
Generation of
I agree, and that's
CEQA
why,
documents.
Just real brief, the letter in here that I sent to your office to each of you so you could study this from all the community groups realizes that this is a separate issue, and during that process have requested an EIR as part of that process, and again, that was denied. So we have no environmental study on the water contamination associated with the landfill. It's that simple. There just is nothing that exists, and every time the community asks for something, it is not granted. I don't know what else to.
John, what is there an impact or a threat to water quality?
The landfill has impacted groundwater beneath it, as most unlined landfills do. For a sense of scale, this is a 1.6-acre landfill. We've talked today about a 350-acre proposed landfill and 185-acre landfill in Santa Maria. This is a 1.6-acre landfill at the Santa Ynez Airport. It has impacted groundwater with volatile organic compounds. The concentrations are declining as a result of a landfill gas recovery system that has been put in place. We see declining concentrations in all of the wells at the landfill, which suggests to us that the gas recovery system is doing its job. It's pulling out those compounds prior to them hitting groundwater. The county's proposal also suggested the possibility of air sparging if the landfill gas recovery system did not prove effective. We're withholding judgment on that. We'd like to see these continued downward trends with respect to groundwater before we say yay or nay on part two of the remediation step or plan. And then the last proposal that likely we will push with the county is a final cover system. A final cover system is not incompatible with redevelopment. They just have, if they're going to develop at the airport, they have to do it in a way that does not compromise the containment system or the cover system of the landfill.
Can that be done?
Yeah, that can be done. It has been done in other regions. In the Bay Area region, I know there's a Home Depot built on a landfill in Marina. In Marin County, and there's many other examples of development that goes on top of landfills.
Do as an agency, do we have a position with respect to whether an EIR needs to be conducted? We're not the lead agency for this.
Correct. And it's my understanding that an initial study has been conducted with respect to the airport development, and I think that's actually where you're referring to comments made. And I believe the comment letter, one of the two comment letters we supplied to the board, was actually Jan Crosby's comment letter on the initial study. We envisioned that, and now I'm kind of speculating on the county process, but we envision now that they will evaluate from the initial study whether to do a negative deck or a full-blown environmental impact report.
Okay, that ruling's been made. There will be no negative deck, and there will be no they're going to go with the initial study,
and that's it. Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
We were notified of that. That's what our concern is. We were waiting to try to rectify this during this process because an EIR done on the entire airport project would identify the water contamination issue and then recommend ways to resolve it. Now that that has been shelved, there is definitely not going to be an EIR. We are again concerned, and the concern is I'm here today to try to contain the excitement that's building, because the concern is building and building and building. And I've been elected to try to manage it from a public standpoint with this board out of respect to process and in the hopes that we can resolve this before it runs into an area that we don't want to go.
Okay, so what I would like to do is have staff come back to us with a specific agenda item and to brief the board on what's the status with respect to what the county is going to do, how it's going to remediate, and what the board's role is as a separate agency in terms of, you know, what are our concerns.
Let me thank you for the perfect segue, by the way. We will be coming back to you in December with a landfill program update. Included in that will be a status report on the Santa Ynez Airport landfill. So that will set the framework for where we are in terms of remedial steps taken, next steps coming with respect to final cover system. We're also initiating a letter to the county to inform them that they need to, if they have any plans for development in that area, they need to be conscious that they cannot compromise the containment system of the landfill. That's a non-negotiable issue. They have to build that into their redevelopment plans.
But also, I'd like staff to comment in the staff report that we're going to see on this issue. I think what I've read in Jan Crosby's emails and Mr. Pappas's comment is that he would like our agency to maybe get the county to do an EIR, that they feel that that's appropriate, and they're coming to us to get our recommendation to the county. And I just would like you to educate the board at the next board meeting as to whether we can do that or not. And whose decision is it to conduct an EIR? Okay. We're not going to solve anything here today, but I appreciate you bringing this up for our information, and
sure.
We'll be in San Luis Obispo in December.
Did you have that date by chance, anybody?
We do.
I think it's 7th?
Yeah, December 7th. Friday, yeah. December 7th.
Great, and if I can be of any help, please contact me. We are just trying to do the right thing.
Can I suggest that throughout this process, I want to be transparent and allow you to comment your concerns to us, such that if you have things that we haven't addressed, that we can effectively be a vehicle to try.
I'll be happy to CC you on the same documentation that was sent to the board. I'll send a packet. You'll give me your card.
Sure.
And you will have the same information. And then if you have any questions, I'm readily obtainable to
and
be contacted.
Let me make sure you're also on the interested parties list for this.
Oh, that's
too,
so you'll
that
see me.
On
I'm
anything
there.
We correspond.
I need to be clear too. I am also the vice president of the school board for the Los Olivos School District. I am not representing them in this issue at this time, and I want to make sure we keep my authority and position on that board separate from this. At least at this point, they don't coincide. down the road, I don't know, but I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Good. Okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
Mr. Chair, can I ask
Mr. question? Jeffries.
Am I assuming that this is going to be a staff report that will come back with other issues of other projects, or is this going to be a separate agenda item? And is it going to be structured in a way that we can give direction to the staff if need be?
John?
Sorry, I did not.
You, you always have the option to give us direction on an item. If there's something that appears ripe for board action, we can set it up that way. What John was talking about was incorporating a status report, answering these questions that Chair Young articulated in, as part of a larger landfill status report.
You mean for other landfills or just this one?
Yeah. What John was talking about was that we have a general land.
Multiple, and that's the reason
right.
I was asking, is this going to be a separate item or is this going to be with multiple landfills?
If it turns out there is something that where there's a potential for a board action as opposed to just directing staff, we would set that up as a separate item.
Okay. I wanted to clarify that for sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Does anyone else in the audience wish to address the board on any matter that is not on the agenda? Okay. Public comment is closed.